Dr. Dean Husong, our guest on our final monthly radio show. Dr. Dean, what do you think about being let in with Frank Sinatra?
Well, I'm going to have to take second seat. I know that. You don't want me singing.
Well, welcome, Dean. Dr. Dean here, of course, from Tomahawk Family Dental. And before we get into some reminiscing, maybe we should just talk a little bit about Dr. Dean, the fact that over a year ago now, of course, you had sold your practice to Tomahawk Family Dental. You were kind enough to continue over the last year to continue to work with those folks and help the transition.
Absolutely, and it's been a fast year. When you look back, they all go fast, but particularly now that we're to the end of 2023, I think I've got the count is down to 11 patient days left here. So I think probably if you haven't made your appointment, it's going to be with the new dentist, and we know who the new dentist is going to be.
Yeah, coming up on January 2nd, yep. Dean, there's going to be somebody at the Tomahawk Family Dental Office here. Same staff, but a new dentist that's going to be taking your place for a while.
A new face, but not new to dentistry. He had his own practice for many years down in the Madison area, and he's going to be coming up here and serving the people of Tomahawk now.
And you said his name is Dr. Labette?
Yeah, Labette, Dana Labette.
Dana Labette. Well, good, good. And your same friendly staff will be there, and a lot of these people have been there a long, long time, and we'll talk about some of the people who really there were a long time over your years here in Tomahawk, but it'll be still the same gang behind the scenes that'll be helping out Dr. Labette.
Very, very much so. Good. And so the friendly faces that you've worked with over the past years will still be there.
Sure. Well, Dr. Dean, our final radio show and kind of a goodbye to our to your clients and our listeners. And I know you're going to remain in town, which is wonderful. Do a little traveling, those types of things we'll talk about. But let's start back when you were getting ready to graduate from the University of Iowa. What was that, in the latter part of the 70s, 77, 78, something like that, Dean?
1978. June of 78, I graduated, and Ann and I had started looking around. We'd been talking about it even in our junior year, but we started looking around seriously when I was in my senior year of dental school. They give you a little bit freer schedule in the spring, and so we had a week off, and I originally wanted to go up to Alaska, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not as a private dentist. I thought maybe a stint in the public health service would be a way to see that. Mm-hmm. But the public health service at the time, at least for dentists, they wouldn't guarantee you a location. And so if you went and signed up for 4 years in the public health service, you could end up in Zuni, New Mexico, which I had been to, okay? And I had no intention of spending 4 years in Zuni, New Mexico.
I can only imagine.
I'm not a desert person, and right. That's way desert for me.
Right.
And so and we considered going out west, but we wanted to stay in the Midwest to be close to family. We wanted grandparents to be part of the growing up process for our kids, and we had family in Iowa where Ann and I mm-hmm. were from, and my folks had moved over to Michigan, over there. And so we just decided that Wisconsin was going to be a place we were going to put the roots down. And so Ann has organized and everything as she is. She started requesting, of course, that was before internet. It wasn't just information at your fingertips. We had to request information, got things sent from different communities, and I think it started out with like 29 and got that whittled down to a manageable number of somewhere around 10 or 12, and came up, spent a week in Wisconsin in the spring, and Tomahawk was one of the top three and ended up, of course, being the top one, and it was just a great way to get to serve people in an area with the profession that I'm in that has been just very satisfying, and we feel part of this. That's why we're staying here. I mean, that's why we stayed here as long as we did. This is home. I had to move around a lot when I was growing up as a kid, and I didn't want that. I didn't want that for me. I didn't want that for my family. And I had the ability, the choice. I could go someplace. So I wanted to go to a place that I like to live. I didn't want to wait 40 years for someday aisle that I'm going to do maybe sometime. I wanted to live where I like to live, and Tomahawk's where I want to live. And so it's just been great for us in many respects.
you look back on those years. You've had, what, just two locations, haven't you? You had your original location, then your new location on Bradley Farm Road, didn't you?
Right. I was just a stone's throw from the station, radio station here, on North 4th Street there. Yeah. And that was my office for the first 6 years. And after 5 years, generally, you know, when you're starting out, setting up a practice, you got a ton of things to do, and building a building right off the bat generally isn't in most people's eyesight. Right. But after we had been here 5 years, then we knew that we, if we're going to stay here, which we're sure we were, we needed to build something that was designed and would service long term. And I'm glad we did, because we had 40 years in this building, and it was designed from a four dental building from the ground up, from the inside out, and everything in it has proven to be very good for efficiency and care of our patients.
I remember you built that new building, state of the art. I mean, it was first class. Everything was just great, and boy, it served you well all these years, Dean. Still standing well, and I know the new owners are going to be in the same location enjoying all the things that you've built.
Well, you know, that's one of the things about getting input from the right people at the right time. We've never had to revamp the building. We've done facelifts on it.
Sure.
Okay, replaced carpet and changed out equipment and operatories and stayed up to date with things like that as things change. But we've the actual core of the building has never had to be changed because it was designed right from the get-go with the proper help from the right professionals.
Sure. One of the most, I think, wonderful things that you had in your building was outside the building, your little zoo, the Hoosong Zoo on Bradley Farm Road. People loved that, didn't they? I know all your patients talked about it, because when I was in there, they always talked about, you know, the birds, the squirrels, the chipmunks, and everything that was going on out there.
Yeah, and occasionally a deer and a bear.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, that was important to me. I wanted... if I build a building, I was going to have it look out on something nice, because, you know, going to the dentist, let's face it, that isn't on most people's top 10 list, okay?
Right.
And if you can have something that just is a little less threatening, a little bit interesting, and particularly up here with all of our outdoor focus, it just seemed the right thing to do. Then Will Duckett from Northwoods Landscaping helped us enhance it even more, putting a nice waterfall out there 20 plus years ago, it was just great.
You know, you look at those early years building a business, you have probably, what, four generations, maybe even some more than that, that have been with you from the start, Dean, when you look back to 1978?
Yes.
Isn't that incredible?
It is, yeah. And, you know, this last 6 months when I've been saying my goodbyes to patients, because a lot of people are on a six-month recall, it's been very eye-opening to me how many people I've had for how long a time. Because I look back, I have the hygienists, if they're coming in for a checkup, look back and see when what year they started. And so many of them were back in the, had some in the 70s yet, but 80s, just a ton of them in the 80s, and of course 90s and more recent. But it's just been real humbling and honoring to see how people have been with me for so long, and it's just real big part of why I think it's been so special.
You know, when you look back too, you raised your family here. You know, the boys and Megan, you raised the kids all here, Ryan and Brent and Megan, your three children. Now you have a bunch of grandchildren, too.
Yeah, and they're not too far away. They're over in the Minneapolis area, which nowadays, got to be thankful, you're within a day's drive. Sometimes not even, it doesn't take having to get on a plane to get there or whatever. And that's, you know, we wanted to raise our kids in an area where we felt comfortable, where we thought there was a good networking community of people, and Tomahawk has been all of that.
Sure. And you look back on some of those days with the youngsters, you know, coaching baseball and stuff with the kids. You were on the school board. I know you were on the Chamber of Commerce, Optimus. I mean, you were a member of a lot of different things in Tomahawk, and I guess that's how you give back to your community and make it a better community.
And not only give back, it's how you receive, okay? Mm-hmm. People enrich each other in so many ways, and sometimes we're not even aware of that. Okay, and so getting involved, whether it's in the service organizations or community organizations or wherever your interests lie, that is a way for you not only to give but to receive too.
Sure, exactly. Dr. Dean, our guest, our final radio show, retirement coming up. You said the countdown is 11 patient days?
11 patient days,
sure,
yeah.
Sure,
seems,
yeah.
Seems really weird after 45 years to say that.
Exactly. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the people that you've had that have worked with you all these years. And you had some people that were there a long, long time, didn't you?
I've had people there. Well, I think Julie Garfield is probably the...
I think she was the longest, probably.
Yeah, at the top of the heap there at 35 years. And, of course, people who've been in the practice will recognize her name as our hygienist for many, many years. She started working for me soon after she was had graduated from school. And she started part-time with me, and then soon after that, we hired her on full-time. She was originally from Tomahawk here, mm-hmm. and family, too. She was just a staple of the practice, knew everybody in town. I mean, we didn't know anybody when we moved to town. No, I mean, we had no connections
right,
up here.
Right.
Nobody knew us, okay?
Yeah.
But people knew us before we knew all the people. My wife was at the grocery store one time a couple months after we'd been in town, and she had forgotten her purse and didn't realize it, of course, until she was checking out. The gal said to her, oh, you're the dentist's wife. Just bring it in when you're in town next time. And, and she was so dumbfounded that, you know, somebody would know her when we weren't from this area and we'd only been here a couple months, you know. But,
sure.
I mean, that's just a little insight on how special Tomahawk is.
Sure. Looking back at your staff, you always had a staff of what, 5, 6, 7 people, Dean, some part-time? And
It depended. You know, when I first started, of course, you know, I think it was just Ann and myself and one other.
Yep.
But, you know, we started our family soon, and so we needed, Ann couldn't be there all the time, although there was never a time that she was not working.
Right.
Oftentimes it'd be after hours and whatever, but... As the practice grew, then our need for help grew, and so now it's at that probably 6 to 8 mm-hmm. people that we have to have to make everything work right. And that's part of what I'm super grateful for, because without the team members, the dentist is only one small part of the cog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a team around you to make everything else happen. There's just not enough hours in the day or to be able to make it a one-man show. And so when I talk about our team, I do it with a tremendous amount of gratitude for what they all bring to the table and make possible for the person to have a good dental experience, because without them, it wouldn't happen.
Sure. And it always started right with even the phone call, when you made the phone call to make the appointment. You know, they were friendly, they were helpful, knowledgeable about what, you know, you were doing, and very kind, went in the door, very kind. Yeah, it was always a good experience for people, Dean, and I think that's why so many came back for, you know, 45 plus years.
Well, everybody has to be on the same page, okay? For any team to work, everybody has to be on the same page. And so that doesn't happen without effort, and it doesn't happen without planning. Once you have people having the same knowledge base, okay, and the same goals and expectations, then it becomes possible to not only create but recreate those positive dental experiences. Because, like we said before, going to the dentist isn't everybody's mm-hmm. on everybody's top 10 list, and we realize that, we understand that for some people, just picking up that phone to make that first call is a very, very difficult thing to do, because they may have things in their past that have been been blockades and negative memories or experiences, and we need to get beyond that to get them beyond that.
Sure, and I hope that the radio show helped make people know that you're just an average Joe. You know, a human being. End the show with, you know, some riddles or jokes. I mean, that's just who Doctor Who Song is.
Well, you know, a lot of times until you get to know somebody or someplace, you're operating under false perceptions, okay? We're all subject to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this radio show, and you know, for me, doing the radio show at first, it was very intimidating, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to make my living quiet and working on teeth and all that kind of stuff. And to sit in front of a microphone, to me, was a little bit intimidating until I saw that it helped us reach people that were struggling with some of these issues that we've talked about at times, and gave us a chance not only to reach them, but to impart a little bit about the changes and the benefits that some of the modern dentistry is able to offer.
Sure, and speaking of that modern dentistry, I mean, from the time you got out of the University of Iowa, you never basically left the classroom. You were always doing ongoing things, and as a dentist, you did just about everything you were possible to do outside a hospital, you know, circumstance that we didn't have anymore that you did do for many years at Sacred Heart.
Right. Well, I mean, you kind of, as a practitioner, at least the way I always approached it, I looked at what the need was, okay? And when I first came into town, there was just a tremendous need in the younger segment of the population. There were still a lot of kids with what we call bottle mouth syndrome. And that's, you know, just something where they start struggling and develop a lot of decay at a very early age in life. And so that's why I, that was one of my first courses. I can remember, I don't even know if it was into the 80s yet. It still might have been in the 70s. I went over to University of Minnesota and took a course on hospital dentistry. And, of course, then you get the knowledge, and then, you, of course, you have to get the equipment, and then you have to work through. But the hospital here, again, one of the things that made Tomahawk so great, went over there, talked with the administrator, talked with Sister Teresa, and we got things going, and we started helping people up there, okay? And I was up there actually quite a bit. The secret to success, I think, in many endeavors is find a need and fill it.
Sure.
And so we tried to do that throughout our years here in Tomahawk.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to talk about a person kind of special at toward the end of the program. We have a couple of minutes. So what is in store for you Dean now coming up January 1st? What are the plans for your retirement?
Well, for January 1st, we're just going to sit and watch football, okay?
Well, there, you got day one done on your retirement.
Day one is planned. And day two, I'm going to head down to Iowa and help them finish up their pheasant season down there.
Okay.
I like to get out with my dog, and if this year stays mild and we don't get too much snow, then I'd just like to tromp through some of those cornfields and see if we can put up a rooster or two.
Sure.
And then we'll continue going down to Iowa. Our son Ryan is a dentist down in the Des Moines area, and I'll continue doing that 2-3 days a month down there. And then we just want to be around here and enjoy things. We want to do a bunch of organization around the house.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that seems like there's never enough time, and that's always what gets shorted. And it's time to go through a bunch of things and decide what we don't really need and start simplifying some of the things there. But do some planning for some travels, and there's a lot of places we like to camp, and there's a lot of places we like to take our camper and just check out. Actually, one of the places, and I mentioned that I had looked out west when we were thinking about setting up practice, and there was a place up in Idaho that had caught my attention, and we want to just take a trip out there and see it. I've never been there, okay?
Okay.
I just got one of those places sometimes you pick out in your mind that you think would be cool, and I might find it as cool. I might think that it's not so cool after all. But,
right.
Some of those types of things. And, of course, spend more time with our grandkids. That's important to us. And,
sure.
And help out when we can there.
And you have the opportunity to do all those wonderful things you like to do right here in Tomahawk with a change of the seasons. I know you love being outside in the cold. You love hunting. You love fishing. And hopefully more time for those types of things too, Dean.
Absolutely. And I've got some flower gardens. I love flowers. And they need a lot of help.
Yeah.
And so finally, maybe I can spend some of the time that I need there. It's not just all about self. I still think service, regardless of where you're at in life, is a very important thing, okay? Not only important for the people that you serve, but for yourself, for what you receive in the terms of interaction with other people and what other people can give you. So I'm going to my type of service will be changing, but I know that's going to be in my future too.
Sure, good. And we'll see you at the grocery store and the gas station, you and Ann, because you guys will still be a fixture in Tomahawk.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah,
yeah.
This is where we chose to be and where we chose to stay.
Sure.
You bet.
And speaking of Ann, a big part of your whole life, you guys have been married how long, Dean?
Well, 49, we'll be 50 this May here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got married actually that May before dental school started. And, I can't say enough about what she's been, not only as a wife, but a business partner. She was there every step of the way. You know, when we started, of course, we didn't have anything. You go to school and you borrow money to go through school. But just for the living expenses, she was in a typing pool at the psych hospital at the University of Iowa, making $390 a month.
Yeah.
And
you thought you were rich.
Well, we didn't. We knew we weren't rich, okay? We knew it had to get better from there, okay?
Only one way up.
But I mean, it was a start, and
sure.
We were high school sweethearts, and we had plans and dreams, and dentistry was one of it. But she was the one that's been there through every step of the way. And of course, you mentioned we've have three children. She was the one that not only was pregnant and had them, but did the lion's share of the work as I was working in the office many, many hours with a new business, new practice, and going off to all these courses to get the extra education and everything. She never complained on any of that. And I mean, I can't